5791. Toll free 1-800-259-5791. It is your show. You can take control. Bring up anything. We're inside hour number two here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can vote for the show. Just go to vote.freetalklive.com. It'll take you right to the voting page. Takes you less than a minute to cast your vote. Last time I checked earlier today, we were still the number one podcast in the world. But it's a tight contest this month. The number two show isn't too far behind us, so we still need your vote. If you've yet to go, go now to vote.freetalklive.com, or when you're in front of a computer, go to vote.freetalklive.com. Your votes help keep us in the number one slot all month long. It is a month-long contest. And, of course, the longer we're the number one show, the more listeners we get. The more listeners we get, the more people coming across the message of freedom and liberty, and maybe we'll have a chance at getting liberty back in our lifetimes. It could help. Vote.freetalklive.com. So, we're talking about this silly, silly government that we have, and specifically the Real ID Act. We're going to get back into some details of this here in a little bit, but just to recap for you, Real ID is a law that was passed last year, and I think May. They said that you've got till 2008. States, you have until 2008 to implement this Real ID program. It's national standards set by the Department of Homeland Security as to what should be on a driver's license in all 50 states. Now, the states are coming back now, and they're saying, "Wow, this is too difficult. We can't handle this. We need a reorganization, more budgetary order, and this is just not going to work by 2008. And the federal government's coming back and saying, "Well, you have to have this done by 2008, when in fact they should know. They should know better than this. State governments, every government operates slow as molasses and just can't get anything done. These are the people that you want to save you from terrorism? These guys can't even figure out how to make a new plastic card correctly." We're going to come back with all the details on this, but let's go to the phones first, because this is the show about your calls. Let's talk to Jason in Pennsylvania. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Good. Jason, what's up?
Well, we talked a couple minutes about political views, anarchy versus libertarianism, and it made me pause to think a little bit about the whole thought and idealism of anarchism. And that's two isms in a row. That doesn't sound too good, but
I think the idealism is actually government. But go ahead.
Well, okay. Well, what I'm trying to put together is, could anarchism actually ever really truly exist? And
well,
I come to the conclusion that it could not exist.
Why?
And let me give you my thoughts on it.
Okay.
Human nature dictates that there will always be leaders. And there will always be followers.
Okay. Well, if you want to, well, now hold on. I mean, if you want to voluntarily choose a leader for yourself, you should be free to do that. But if I don't want to choose a leader for myself, shouldn't I be free to not have a leader?
Sure. In an idealistic environment, yes.
Okay. Fine. Go ahead.
In a realistic environment, I don't think that could happen, because I think there will always be a group of people, or an individual person, or somebody who quote unquote rises to the top and
uses force to enforce their to have power.
Exactly. Whether it be force of a physical violence or coercive force. I was talking to Bordoff a little bit before I came on, and he mentioned tribal guides or tribal life. You know, with Native American Indians and everything, and even in that type of a society, there was leaders and there was followers, and if you did not follow, if you were an Indian and didn't follow your chief, there was certain repercussions.
I'm sure there were.
You know, and they ruled in a certain way that there was not an anarchist environment. There were certain tribal rules and guidelines.
Okay.
So I think there's always going to be law. There's always going to be guidelines.
Now hold on a second, Jason. I have no objection to laws, as long as they're privately privately created, competing law. I have no problem with that.
I don't think they could be. I don't think it's possible. I think there will always be, and maybe it's just something we have to agree to disagree on, but I just don't, I can't see that it could ever possibly happen.
Well, I guess, I'm somewhat new to the whole idea myself. I'm doing more research, and as I learn more, I'll certainly bring it out here on the show.
I'm trying to think it through and trying to think of a way that it could happen, but every time I do, I hit a roadblock.
Yeah, well, if people want law, then they'll get it. I mean, if that's what people are demanding, if people are demanding rules, they'll get their rules.
I just don't think people demand rules.
Well, government's just not the best way to get rules and not the best way to enforce them. There's got to be better options out there. Government's an old, stupid idea.
I think government will always be spawned as human nature takes over. And I don't think there's any way around that.
Maybe you're right. Jason, thanks for the call, man.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
800-259-5791. I guess I'm just not as defeatist as he is. You know, I don't believe that government is the end-all, be-all of order and law. I don't think that it is. I think that competition could bring us much better protection. Competition could bring us much better... You know, a much better way to interact with others and resolve disputes and that sort of thing.
I believe in the market nearly as much as you do.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see that happening.
All right. I got more info on that, by the way, from Stéphane Molyneux.
I think that people, if they were educated and smart about, you know, their freedoms and that mm-hmm. kind of thing. But the evidence is, if we took a very good situation here in the founding of this country and people have managed to establish a fascist state.
Let's talk to Manuel in Iowa. Manuel, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
How are you guys tonight?
Good,
hey,
sir.
Well, I just want to talk about libertarianism and anarchy and how the way I see it, at least.
Okay.
Well, I'm an anarchist because I'm a libertarian and a radical libertarian, which means that I don't believe in force. Therefore, I don't want any force at all.
But here you have Manwich and Jason saying that it doesn't matter what you want, Manuel. Everybody else wants a government. So what are you going to do about it?
Well, my answer to that is that the greatest evil that the government does is not being able to succeed individually. If I was able to gather maybe 500,000 other people who want to have no government and just buy an island or maybe vote or something and separate from the government, they won't let us. So the only reason why we don't, at least the way I see it, the only reason why we don't even have tiny free market, I guess, countries or cities or whatever you want to call it, is because governments prevent us from leaving them. Otherwise, we'd have it. So that, to me, is the greatest evil.
Lincoln didn't like it very much when the South tried to leave.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
Don't you think that relatively quickly when we somehow or another this anarchist state arises volunteerism, gets an opportunity. Don't you think relatively quickly governments will be set up, and in that case, all strongman governments rather than democratically elected republics, and then force you to be a part of them?
Well, actually, it's funny you mention that because I was talking to a friend about it earlier today, and he convinced me saying that if you ever have anarchy, then most people will already be libertarian. If you already have the situation, then everyone will have guns and say, most people will by then already say, you know what, we believe in non-aggression. You're aggressing, so you better stay within your socialist country or we're going to, blow your head off.
That's a great point, Manuel. I think frequently we're guilty on this show of just envisioning the future of whatever it is we're talking about happening tomorrow, when in fact none of these things could happen without major educational outreach.
That's right. Most of the problem is that everyone has with anarchism if it's when you imagine the government going away right now. Then you might have some sort of problem, because it will take a while for things to settle down. It'll be, who knows, how many decades.
Yeah, this definitely...
In the end, if you're going to have anarchy or minarchy or even tiny governments, then by then the majority will support libertarianism.
Good point.
Either by right.
And by the time the majority supports a small government, then there'll be a larger contingent of people that support no government at all. So it should be interesting.
So then the majority of people will be the ones who don't want government, and if something pops up, well, they'll be armed.
Thanks for the call, Manuel. We appreciate it. And that I really look forward to the day in this country, man, which where the political debate is no more left versus right, but small government versus no government. Oh, boy, is that going to be a wonderful day.
It'll be a different thing, that's for sure.
800-259-5791. We got the bureaucrats to talk about with the real ID requirements. You're going to love this stuff, these excuses and these lame bureaucratic morass coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything, political issue, personal problem. Ian here with you. And Manwich, join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, Manwich. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both of them, totally free.
And pretty nice dial-up version, too.
It really is. At freetalklive.com, so go get them. Freetalklive.com. To the phones. To Bureaucrat in Hawaii. Bureaucrat, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello, Bureaucrat in Hawaii. Bureaucrat going once. Bureaucrat.
Hello.
Here you are. What's on your mind, sir?
How are you guys doing? Oh,
good.
Well, I heard the last caller, and I just got to say, I don't think it's that defeatist. I think you get 500,000 people together, even less, get them in New Hampshire. you won't have to fight off a federal government. You may have to bribe them for a little while, but eventually you will win your freedoms. They're not going to come in.
I don't think in today's day and age that they would. I mean, there's some paranoid people out there that believe that there'd be violence. I think the federal government would be insane to roll troops or roll tanks into New Hampshire to try and crush the freedom movement there.
It just wouldn't make any sense. And
why do you say that, though? Why do you say it wouldn't make sense?
It wouldn't make sense because, it's not the days of Abraham Lincoln anymore. You've got people up in arms, you got a media, you got an internet. You see these people they're functioning well. They're functioning better than the rest of the country. They're willing to, bribe you off so you don't income tax them to death. They're funding their own police services. They're peaceful.
They're willing to defend their freedoms with violence. And you're right, if a tank did roll into New Hampshire, there'd be video cameras all over the place recording that sort of thing, and there'd definitely be reporting on that.
And as a Defense Department bureaucrat, I can tell you, we waste so much extraordinary sums of taxpayer money every day. You would only need 1/100 of the Defense Department's budget to completely annihilate the entire U.S.
Wow.
Army. I mean, I can tell you firsthand, I waste tens of thousands of dollars every day on stuff that does nothing to improve your or my security. It's really quite staggering. And
that's a nice job, bureaucrat.
Well, thanks for that.
I'd like to propose something. I'd like to propose that we all start doing that. As long as we're not in New Hampshire, we should all start becoming socialist voters. And
what do you mean?
I think we need to start a new conspiracy.
What do you mean?
Well, Free Talk Live has got it all backwards. Whenever somebody calls in from some liberal state like Hawaii, they tell them, "Oh, go out and vote for your freedoms in that state.
Uh-huh.
Go out and try to make things a little cushier for the people there who are already happy with their chains." But the key is not to make people happier with their chains.
Make them angrier.
Make them angrier.
Well, that's an interesting idea.
Vote for the stuff that's going to pick.
I have a hard time endorsing that. I mean, I totally see where you're coming from. You want things to get really bad so people will start taking notice and maybe do something about it.
I want to increase the freedom differential, the incentive to move to New Hampshire.
Hmm.
If you make things better everywhere else, it's not going to happen.
Good point.
Ian has sort of done that up to this point, bureaucrat. If he can't solve a problem with a person on the air, he says, "That's fine. You're a socialist. Move to California. I want all the socialists to move to California. All the Christians to move to..."
That's the key.
Yeah, I think really that's what we need to do is we need to encourage people of like mind to get together. Let all the ultra-right conservatives move together. Let all the liberals and socialists move into California. Let the liberty lovers move to New Hampshire.
But even the libertarians need to be voting for the socialists, though, if they're not in New Hampshire.
I don't know if I could bring myself to do it. It's hard enough to vote anyway. It's hard enough to vote for anybody besides a libertarian. I don't know if I could handle it. Bureaucrat, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791. You know, man, we are going to get back to the real ID thing if we get a chance. I do want to finish that. But since you brought up the armed man, the warlord's argument, the objection to anarchy, the idea that if the government went away and we had the free marketplace, that you think that some sort of band of thugs would come in and take over.
They have at this point.
Well, huh?
They have
it
in
the government.
Yes.
Well, here's what Stéphane Molyneux has to say about it.
I do love his last name.
He says, here's a question that he was asked, and then his answer. "I liked your article, but the practical reality is that under anarchy, the few evil men would band together and plunder the good majority. How many well-armed, coordinated thugs would it take to ravage an unprotected populace? A few thousand? The good people simply go about their business, then one day 2,000 armed evildoers sweep into an area and have their way with it. Even if the general populace were armed, they could hardly stand up to a trained group like this. Eventually, the good group might eliminate the evil group through sheer weight of numbers, but the former would probably lose men at a ratio of 10 to 1, since they'll always be caught by surprise and fighting's not their stock in trade. This would be repeated constantly and is obviously unacceptable. Isn't this what Genghis Khan and the Vikings were essentially, wandering thugs who plundered good civilizations? A private security force would be irresistibly tempted to assume the evil group role, I'm sure, so this is no solution. Believe me, I detest all governments. I just feel that there's one valid role for government to play, and that is to protect its citizens." Now, you would agree that government should protect its citizens.
I would, and most good libertarians would agree with that, too.
So, here is what Stefan says. "The idea that roving bands of thugs will successfully take over a stateless society is a surprisingly durable notion, given the disasters that we see every day in Iraq. The simple fact is that invasions are never profitable unless subsidized by the taxpayers of the invading army's government. From a mere financial standpoint, Iraq is a fiscal disaster, which proves that even invading one of the most oil-rich countries in the world doesn't pay. Iraq was invaded only because the costs of the invasion are entirely borne by the taxpayers, which allows billions to be siphoned off to the military, state agencies, and private corporations. Now, you would definitely agree with that. It's welfare for the Republicans. The same is true for all occupations in history, from the Roman, British, and French empires to the Eastern Bloc to the Iraq occupation. Taxpayers are forced to pay with money and blood, while billions are stolen through subsidies and contracts. The real target in any war is not foreign troops, but domestic taxpayers. War is a means to an end, the end being the pillaging of the public purse. Free trade is profitable. In the absence of a state, war is not. This means that peaceful citizens will always have more money and resources than violent criminals. In a stateless society, dispute resolution organizations will constantly work to defuse and exclude the criminal element and ensure that crime does not pay. And it won't, since an honest income will be so much higher than it is now. Thus, the argument that a band of thugs could successfully take over a free society has no basis in economics, logic, or history.
How about building a weapon that could blow people in a city apart?
The worst possible case in a stateless society is that a band of thugs will set up shop locally and demand cash protection from honest citizens, like the mafia. However, even that situation is preferable to the current system, since the mafia needs to ensure that their citizens do remain relatively happy in the long run, unlike governments, which drive entire societies into war, bankruptcy, and dictatorship. All right, but what about foreign governments whose armies are subsidized by taxpayers? Foreign governments are even easier to deal with than internal gangs due to one basic fact. Political leaders only invade other countries if they themselves are in no danger. If a politician can stay far behind the lines, make stirring speeches, strike noble poses, hand out contracts, and watch his popularity soar, war seems like a pretty good deal.
Yes, it does.
If, however, declaring war threatens him personally, suddenly it doesn't seem so attractive.
No, I'll bet it doesn't.
The simple proof of this thesis is that no country possessing weapons of mass destruction has ever been directly threatened with war. In fact, the best way to logically deduce that Iraq had no weapons of mass destruction was that the U.S. was prepared to invade it. Personal threats against warlike foreign leaders always dissuades invasion. So, what's the best way to threaten the lives of such criminals? So far, the only answer has been the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction. In a free society, cheaper and less dangerous methods will surely be discovered. And here are some possibilities. And then he's going to go into a little bit more here. In fact, I would say the answer to your question about the guy threatening with the weapon of mass destruction would be that he could get killed. 800-259-5791. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lycos with today's Car Clinic Minute. See Dick. See Jane. See Dick and Jane drive Spot to the vet. This may sound like child's play, but be careful. When I come back, we'll see if this story has a happy ending.
Bobby Lycos here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
C-Spot. C-Spot ride. Uh-oh, Spot isn't buckled up. C-Spot's owner get a ticket.
Yes, animals in passenger cabins contribute to dangerous driver distractions and accidents. So city officials in Santa Fe, New Mexico, are proposing an ordinance requiring restraints for Rover. Think seatbelts for man's best friend are ridiculous? Other states, like California, Florida, Massachusetts, and Oregon, already have dog restraint laws on the books. So the next time you take Fido for a ride, strap him in. Otherwise, your unbridled puppy love may end up on your permanent driving record. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, toll-free 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got updates for you. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get signed up. It's totally free. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first. If you're on the updates list, updates.freetalklive.com. I guarantee there's going to be an update sent out sometime, no later than Sunday. We're going to be adding two new Shriners to the Shrine of Female Listeners, freetalklive.com. Updates people will get that info first. Updates.freetalklive.com. So, finally addressing one of the objections that you keep bringing up that I've really been kind of lax on. I'd, up until this point, been using the standard free market response whenever asked the question of, well, what about armed thugs that will come and invade if we get rid of the government? Like, if we got rid of the government entirely, what if some country, some armed thugs or some country comes here and invades? We've heard both of those questions on the show several times. And I would just kind of pass it on with the old answer of, well, the market will handle it. I mean, if people really want defense, I mean, the marketplace will handle it.
That's what libertarians basically believe the government's there for, is to prevent us from invasion by foreign nations.
So now we're reading from Stéphane Molyneux, who's somebody who's put a lot more thought into this than I have. And he's got some, I think, some pretty provocative answers. So he says, suppose Canada decides to invade a government-free United States. The Canadian Prime Minister starts making threatening speeches and massing troops along the border. How would the stateless United States society respond? Well, dispute resolution organizations are the agencies most threatened by invasion. Because if the Canadian government takes over, they're going to be the ones that are first to go. Because in a stateless society, dispute resolution organizations are what he is predicting will come to fruition and protect people. So let's put ourselves in the shoes of a group of worried DRO leaders. What would we do? You know, we want to protect our business.
Mm-hmm.
How would we respond? Well, first we get to the root of the problem, which is that the Canadian Prime Minister is the person responsible for fomenting the war. Given this fact, we would avoid threatening Canada's troops or its general population, who are not the problem. I mean, gosh, most of America doesn't want to be in Iraq. It's not our fault, necessarily. I mean, yes, we did put the government in. Yes, we did vote for these idiots over the years. But
not as complicit as the politicians that voted for it.
If we threaten the troops, we'll make them more belligerent. And if we threaten the general population, we'll make them more supportive of the war. So how can we defuse the situation? Well, here are some ideas in escalating order. Number one, declare that if the troops are not disbanded, no offensive action will be taken against soldiers or civilians, but instead political leaders will be targeted. Number two.
Assassins.
Yeah.
Plop, plop.
Yep. Arm everyone along the U.S. side of the border with any weapons they liked, for free. In Swiss, for instance, every household has to have a gun, and the Swiss have not been involved in a war in 800 years, despite being right in the middle of Europe. Number three, offer the foreign troops sanctuary, property, and jobs if they lay down their arms, desert, and cross the border peacefully. Number four, if the threat continues to escalate, offer $100 million in gold to anyone who can convince the Canadian Prime Minister to demobilize his troops. Number five, drive all politicians underground by putting massive bounties on their heads. Six, kidnap the Prime Minister's family and hold them hostage until the troops are demobilized. Naturally, things can escalate from the above in ways that are easy to imagine, although I'm sure that the problem would be dealt with by the first one or two items. Why are these approaches so effective? For one thing, in a stateless society, there's no single target, such as the White House or the Pentagon. Authority is diffused, decentralized, like the Internet, and so it can't be struck at directly. There's nothing to take over, essentially.
Right.
The dispute resolution organizations can target foreign leaders, but the foreign leaders can't target the dispute resolution organizations, and so the advantage lies with the DROs. Now, did you know that there's reciprocal agreements between most countries in the world that they won't target the political leaders in,
oh, absolutely,
in world conflicts?
And that's one of the reasons. That's one of the reasons that Hugo Chavez got so upset in Brazil down there, because he knows that he's gonna fight a war at some point or another. He hates the idea that Pat Robertson would say that he's a terrorist and should be assassinated. Well, I don't say that Pat Robertson is certainly the captain that should guide our political ship.
It's kind of weird. It's like all the political leaders sort of agree on one thing. I mean, whatever their political differences, they all agree that they want to stay in power as long as possible and at least be able to use everybody else to fight their wars for them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's suppose, though, that none of the above works, that those six suggestions that he gave didn't work, and foreign troops end up invading the stateless society anyway. What will they face? A combination of determined dispute resolution organizations, private security forces, and well-armed civilians. Remember, in a stateless society, there are no legal limits on the weapons that private citizens can possess. It's likely that DROs, though, would refuse to represent those who possessed certain weapons, a limit that would doubtless be lifted in the case of imminent invasion. Thus, the imminent...
Suddenly they become valuable, yeah, people to have on your...
Thus, the invading army can't tell which citizens have which weapons. This raises a significant fog of war problem. The U.S. felt safe invading Iraq because the Iraqi government had largely disarmed by 14 years of sanctions, and mm-hmm. so could not effectively retaliate. Even now, when they're nominally in charge of the country, they face constant attrition from guerrilla fighters. Now that the Iraqi population has access to arms, they have the upper hand, even in the face of overwhelming U.S. military power. The main reason for this is the U.S. military has developed the capacity to blow away armies standing out in the open,
yeah,
with the inevitable result that no army ever opposes the U.S.
by standing out in the open.
But instead uses guerrilla tactics and war of attrition. It's as if Vietnam never happened. But that's inevitable. State armies are not designed to protect citizens, but to create conflict and spend money, and big thump weapons are far more expensive than guerrilla training.
Yeah.
Last but not least, if the threat of invasion grows, DROs will hire mercenaries to repel the invaders. In the unlikely event that DRO combatants do actually engage government troops, it will be a case of private incentive versus government inefficiencies. FedEx versus the post office. Does anyone believe that a government-run army, which is the post office in fatigues, to borrow a line from Harry Brown, can beat a private army? The military's just another government program, subject to all the same irrational stupidities as every other government program. So far, we've only seen the agonizing waste of governments fighting other governments. The spectacle of a government army fighting a private army will be brief, efficient, and highly instructive. Finally, can anyone out there show me any examples of government successfully defending its own population from violence? I mean, this is what we want the government for. This is allegedly why we want to bring the government military back here to give us defense. France in 1789, Russia in 1917, Germany in 1933, Poland in 1939, France in 1940. England, which after winning the war against National Socialism, imposed socialism on its own population. America, which subsidizes and arms dictatorships and currently has more than 200 troop bases around the world stirring up anti-U.S. rage. What about the Civil War, which murdered 600,000 Americans without effectively freeing the slaves? The First World War, which caused the Second? Did America emerge from the Cold War more free or less free? Did Korea or Vietnam end the Soviet regime? Of course not.
No.
The inefficiency of central planning did.
The question is, did Vietnam even stop Vietnam communists from taking over Vietnam?
No.
No.
What about World War II? In 1950, more people were enslaved by dictatorships than in 1939, despite 40 million murdered. So how can anyone say that governments protect their citizens? Violence begets violence. All states do is wage wars, raise taxes, and enslave their populations with debts and regulation. Knowing that governments murdered 170 million people during the 20th century, we can all be forgiven for a little skepticism when we hear the argument that governments protect their citizens. It's blind, dangerous nonsense. There's one final response that, in my view, disposes of the armed gang objection. If large numbers of people do want to impose their will on others through force, then armed gangs do pose a risk to stateless societies. However, there's still less of a risk than a centralized state. If an armed gang runs roughshod through your neighborhood, you can choose to fight, pay tribute, or flee to a freer locale. No such choices exist with a government. In other words, people are generally peaceful, so we don't need a state. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Thursday night here till 10 o'clock Eastern. Still time for your calls. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got archives there, months of the show, right on the front page of the website. No logging in, no games, no membership fee. Go get them for free at freetalklive.com. So finally, I want to get back to Real ID, Manwich. We talked about this in the first hour of the show. How pathetic and lame bureaucracy is. They are given a mandate from the federal government to have this new Real ID program in effect within a 3-year time period. And, of course, the usual happens. The bureaucrats in charge of the DMVs around the country are throwing up their hands and saying, it's impossible.
It'll be done.
It'll take way longer than what you're giving us. It's going to take millions of extra dollars, which is typical. This is what bureaucracies do. Now, I got to say that I'm all for this. I'm all for all of this bureaucratic clashing that goes on because governments can't get along with one another. Even local, state, and federal, they just can't interact very well together. Do you ever notice that?
It's like magnets, trying to put magnets together on the wrong ends. Right. They don't do well.
Which is what the Real ID wants. It wants all of the Department of Motor Vehicles around the country to interact with one another. Mm-hmm. It wants cross-checking to be able to happen. And I just want to go through the rest of this article because it's just fascinating how inefficient, how pathetic and how lame bureaucracy is.
You know, this is something that people have wanted. You know, this is what people demand from their governments, is them to work together.
Mm-hmm.
And they got it from their banks. You can imagine banks aren't much better. You know, their idea is, oh, let's take this money from people and create other money. You know, banks are kind of close. They're real bureaucratic institutions, too.
Okay.
But they had to figure out how to work together if people were going to continue to give them money that
sure.
they could, you know, rule the world with. And they figured it out.
Well, they had to get customers.
They had to.
Right.
Government doesn't have to.
No. It just takes your money. So let's go with some more details from this article from the Associated Press. Okay, here we go. We're talking about the money that these states are allegedly going to spend to update their systems, right? Because there's new requirements from the federal government that they either do this or they're going to get cut off. If the states don't do this by a certain point, 2008, they're allegedly going to stop being able to participate in all federal programs. So, the Congressional Budget Office has estimated that Congress would need to spend $100 million reimbursing states. So Congress has said, okay, we're going to give you some money to reimburse you for the upgrades that you're going to have to do.
Right.
Well, Pennsylvania alone estimated a hit of up to $85 million. They've budgeted $100 million for all of the states, $2 million per state. Washington State projected at least $46 million annually in the first several years.
Wow.
Separately, a December report to Virginia's governor pegged the potential price tag for that state as high as $169 million, with $63 million annually in successive years. Of the initial cost, $33 million would just be to redesign the computer systems. It remains unclear how much funding will come from the federal government and how much the states will shoulder by raising fees on driver's licenses. If you begin to look at the full ramifications of this, we're talking about billions and billions of dollars. Congress simply passed an unfunded mandate, said Barry Whoever, Director of Technology and Liberty Project at the American Civil Liberties Union. Every motorist in America is going to pay the price of this, of the Congress's failure to do a serious exploration of the cost, complexity, and the difficulty. The survey respondents, okay, here's the details. Here's the dirty details of this program and what the bureaucrats have to do and the equipment that they're currently running on. The law demands that the states mine multiple databases to check the accuracy of documents submitted by licensed applicants. Several states questioned how that will work, especially with confirming birth certificates. Iowa said it didn't think the states would be able to make the required vital records upgrades within 3 years. Some states' ancient computing systems will have to be overhauled in order to link to other networks. Minnesota, for instance, runs a 1980s-era mainframe system. You know, those old
Crumbs right. supercomputer.
Yeah.
Real-to-real computing
For real, yeah.
power.
You're absolutely right.
Yes.
These are the ones with the two-color terminals that people type into. Well, Rhode Island says its circa 1979 COBOL-based network will require a $20 million upgrade. Now, pause for a moment. Pause for a moment and let's reflect on a story we did earlier this year about how the FBI was supposed to be going through this $170 million computer system upgrade. And they just shelved it because it couldn't get done in time. It had been 7 or 8 years since the program had been implemented, since they tried to start this computer upgrade process.
Mm-hmm.
And they just can't get it done. They just can't do it.
They can't do it.
So many states don't make... So these guys are saying they have to upgrade their systems, and they're saying it'll cost X dollars, but whether or not they can actually ever get it done is a whole other question.
Well, you know, this it brings me back. My ex-fiancé worked for the clerk of the court here locally in Tampa Bay, and they had to upgrade their computer system and put all their stuff on, all their pieces of paper on computer files so people can look it on the Internet, freedom of information, bullcrap, right?
All right.
And so the mandate came down. This must be done.
Right.
And they attempted to do it, and they put her in charge of the task force that was in charge of doing this. And finally what happened was she said, I refuse to work with those other two girls that were on the task force. I mean, you put...
Mupperons.
It's just... You know, 20-year-old, 20s girls working, three of them working together trying to get some bureaucratic thing done. It didn't go well. She fired them, essentially told the clerk of the court. Fortunately, this is a small enough county. She did the whole thing. She said, it'll take me twice as long to do it, but I'm doing the whole thing.
By herself,
she did the whole thing, and she did it in, twice the time that it would, or Less time than it would have taken three people in man hours.
All right, I want to get through more of this. There's more of this craziness. Many states don't make drivers prove they're legally in the country, but the law will now demand such documentation. It also calls for states to run license applications through a federal database known as SAVE that was launched by a 1986 law preventing illegal immigrants from receiving federal benefits. One problem, though, is that the SAVE database is notoriously unreliable. It's months behind in accuracy, said South Carolina's response to the survey. There's more of this bureaucratic inefficiency on the way. It's just amazing. This is the reality of government. They're pathetic. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there was someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. He'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Only moments remain. Don't know if we'll even be able to fit you in, but you can give it a shot. 800-259-5791. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. You can amp the show at amp.freetalklive.com for $3 a month. We give you everything on our website for free. Because that's the way a good talk show website should be. So go and take advantage of all the free things, archives, the bulletin board system, the live streaming. But if you like what we're doing, if you want to see us continue, if you want to see us get on more radio stations, if you want us to get more listeners on the internet, you should really consider being an amplifier. Over 150 of our listeners have already become Free Talk Live amplifiers because not only do they want to see us be successful with the show, but they also want to get some perks for themselves. Because amplifiers get access to classic archives. Amplifiers get access to the Amplifiers-only forum on the BBS, as well as a few other things. Amp.freetalklive.com is a place to go to learn more about it. We've actually got a final goal with our AMP program that we want to reach, where we'll reduce the commercial time on the show by 25% once we reach our final goal.
It'd be nice to make that goal.
Yeah, it would be nice for everybody, actually. Mm-hmm. So visit the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. All right, here's the remainder of the bureaucracy in regards to Real ID. This is the stuff that's going on. The federal government has demanded that states submit to these requirements for the Real ID program. And the states are saying, well, we can't take it.
It can't happen.
And here's why. Because they're pathetic. They can't do anything right. They're the government. And here's some examples. After drivers submit documents to prove their identity, states will have to retain paper copies of those documents for at least 7 years or digital images for 10 years. Some states fretted about the storage costs. Others worried about how to capture images of all those files. Alabama's survey response called the project massive, saying that while the state had the proper equipment at the 6 licensing centers, quote, we don't have the resources to equip all of our 79 offices. Massachusetts said, this equipment's very expensive. Real ID requires that a license show someone's principal residence, but state officials object that a mailing address makes more sense for many people. For instance, snowbirds that spend their time in 2 states, for example, or for public officials who want to protect their privacy. What should the procedure be for a person who lives in an RV, asks a South Dakota bureaucrat.
Mm-hmm.
The law calls for a person's full legal name. No nickname or abbreviations now on licenses. Cards have to be redesigned, and databases must be reprogrammed to make room for extremely long names, likely up to 125 characters. That's not an easy process, apparently. By itself, it accounts for 4 million of North Dakota's 5.9 million estimated impact. North Dakota said, it'll cost $4 million to change our name area in the program from 80 characters to 125 characters.
That's a lot of characters in a name, isn't it? I mean, somebody's got a really big old name. Do they use, like, every bit of the name?
I don't know. But finally,
Alejandro, like, Gutierrez, Hernandez.
I mean, that's
a lot of stuff.
Motor vehicle employees, finally, will be subject to background checks. But several officials said it was unclear what would disqualify someone from being able to process licenses. Maryland's response said waiting for security clearances could cause staffing shortages. So, what you have here is a situation where the state bureaucracies don't have any idea how they're going to implement this, but yet they have to by 2008.
Yeah,
or
that's going to go well.
Or face expulsion from federal programs, which, again, I'm fine with. Go ahead, please. Please, cut off my federal funding.
Expel me.
Cut us off. Cut the states off from all the federal funding. That way we don't have to give you any more money, federal government. But nonetheless, here you are. Government's just freaking out over these requirements. They can't get anything done on time. These are the people that you want to protect you? You want these people to save you from terrorism? They can't even change a computer program. They can't even update a database correctly. These people are clueless. Tomorrow night we'll be back at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Join us online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com. Finney in here with you.
And Manwich.
See you tomorrow.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like